This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. The Tuesday Roundup with Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph on FUBAR Radio.
When the clock struck
four,
and it was on Tuesday,
it meant one thing.
Boys are back in town.
Say what?
Go time.
That's right. It is go time. The boys are back in town. Which boys? Which boys today? Which boys today? Because it's always, we've had a few special guests filling in for Doc Brown while he's been away. Today we have a super, super special guest who I do need to clear some stuff up with as well, because I've got some issues. We'll do that straight away. We'll get it out the gate. But first things first, the amazing Daniel Lawrence Taylor.
Hey! So amazing.
So fresh and so clean, clean, clean. You are looking rather fresh and clean.
Yeah, I had to shave. I had a massive beard for about 4 months, but I had to shave. I had to do some filming work. So it all had to go. I had to look like a young man.
What's your playing age? Because, of course, you are an actor, a comedian, amongst other things.
Whatever comes through, I will play
really?
10 to 50. I'm really open. I really need the work. So anything that you need, I will be that person. Mm. Age, race, sex,
whatever. Whatever. There's nowhere. There must be somewhere you wouldn't go.
You say that.
Money talks.
Yeah.
Hey man, I haven't seen you for a little while since you were a guest on the show with me, Doc and Sarah, a little while ago.
Yeah.
I've been growing a bit of a beard. And talking about shaving beards, I had to just clip mine and shave it because I don't know if this is a normal beard thing, but when I'm in bed, it gets so uncomfortable that I can only sleep on my back.
Really?
Is that normal?
Oh, wow. No.
That's not normal.
That's not normal. You should be able to lie anywhere you want with a beard.
Can't.
Oh, wow.
I'm really struggling to eat. I'm struggling to do all these different, like, normal day-to-day things. I'm really struggling with.
But is it like a new thing then, having a beard?
So maybe you're
just adapting to it. Do you know what I mean? It's like having a new jumper. You don't have to adapt to having a new jumper.
You don't?
No, really. I mean,
I'm starting to think this rabbit hole runs really deep. I have to adapt to most things in my life. Oh, it's a cup of coffee. It's a different colour to normal. I'll just watch it for a while.
I suppose just having something on your face,
yep.
You do have to adapt to it. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
So I think you'll get used to it.
Yeah, okay.
Someday.
All right, I appreciate that. Now, just quickly before we do jump into the show, we do need to clear this up because you filled in for a little while ago on this show with The Last Skeptic, and it was rave reports, and I have since then been horrendously jealous, and I have orchestrated trying to do a show with The Last Skeptic by himself and with you by yourself, because I will never pair you guys up again, ever. I'm so jealous.
It was good. No, we had a good time. I don't know what to say. Sorry? Does that help?
Yeah, that does.
Good, I thought so.
I'm pretty easy to win back. I'm like a dog. Yes. You can hurt me. I'll come straight back. And put a bit of food out there. I'll be serving.
It was good, cool man.
Well, it's so great to have you on the show. What has been going on? Tell us. Cause I personally haven't seen you for a good few months, so I want to know selfishly just for myself.
Oh, what's been going on? Well, I suppose a lot, but weirdly enough, I'm not. I was filming last week, but because it hasn't been released as to what I was doing, I'm not really allowed to talk about it, which is a little bit annoying. But I can say I was filming, and it was very, very fun. Mm. And in it, I had to look younger, hence having no beard.
Yeah.
And we filmed it up in Liverpool, which was good. Cold, but good. I wish I had stories about Liverpool, but I was filming every day, so I never got to really explore any of it. But it was good. It was good fun. Yeah. So it's been a good start to the year. And hopefully it will continue.
Great.
So
how was? I know it's a little while ago now, but have you had a good start to the year? Have you had like a good New Year's and everything's?
Yeah, I think so. It's been quite busy, which is good because whenever you start in the New Year, like especially as a actor, there's nothing going on.
Good
like
course.
You're just kind
it
of twiddling.
Down,
thinking, yeah,
it? Yeah.
And so it was quite nice to kind of know that I had work coming up just before Christmas, so it meant that I could kind of chill. Because normally, sometimes in December, you're sitting there going, like you're just twiddling your fingers, hoping that something will happen. But luckily, it did, and so it's been a good start. So I'm happy.
Well, talking about things, kind of getting quieter over December and January. I really noticed that too, like massively. Mm. Even for other things that I do, you know, other like little gigs and stuff that I do, everything went super quiet over that period, except for New Year's Eve. But So I was thinking, I kind of made a little bit of a life decision, which you're pretty much the first person I'm going to tell.
All right, go on.
Right now, because obviously I've been here for nearly 2 years now, I do bang on about being born here all the time. I'm born in Wales, but that means I have a British passport, so I can stay here as long as I want.
Good.
I've made a bit of a decision just recently. I'll bounce off you, see what you think. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to stay living in London permanently. And then I'm thinking when work shuts down, say here at FUBAR, like start of December, for that kind of month, 6 weeks or whatever, I'm just going to go back to Australia every year and stay in the warm and have Christmas there. And then come back sort of, you can like towards the end of Jan, and where I, you know, feeling brown and healthy. And what do you reckon? Good plan?
That's a good plan. Can I come?
Yeah.
Like just,
yeah.
Because I mean, it is freezing.
Yeah.
So not only is it freezing, but there's no employment. I would love nothing more than to basically take me.
Yep.
Take me with you.
All right.
Is that doable?
Yeah.
Good. All right.
Yeah.
It's a plan.
I don't have much luggage, man. So worst case scenario.
I jump in. Cool. I'm quite limber and flexible. So I'll just squeeze into your, probably even your hand luggage.
Yeah. Yeah. And we know about your plane age. So if they ask anything like, who's this? I go, that's my 14-year-old niece. Nothing weird at all.
My heavily tanned 14-year-old niece sitting in the corner.
Hey, we've got some great stuff coming up on the show today. We've got an incredible mixtape DJ who I'm a big fan of, DJ Ronan from Brooklyn. He's going to be coming in and also bringing one of his artists, another lad from Brooklyn, incredible rapper Frank Knight. So we've got two big hip-hop legends coming up on the show. They'll be joining us not too far away, around about 25, half an hour.
Nice.
They're going to be in the studio, and then we'll have some of the usual segments coming up for you, like No They Didn't and Illegalized. But today, a very, very special day, International Women's Day.
Hello.
So let's get into that up next. First things first, talk about some amazing leaders. Who runs the world? That's right, baby. That's right. You're on FUBAR. It's a Tuesday roundup. Hugh and Daniel Lawrence Taylor with Yates filling in for Doc Brown. Who run the world? Beyonce, pretty much.
Yeah, she does single-handedly.
You're on FUBAR. It is the Tuesday roundup. Hugh and Daniel Lawrence Taylor with you, filling in for Doc Brown. And International Women's Day. Big shout out to the mothers, the sisters, the daughters, super women. Love it, love it. How about, have you got any amazing women in your life you'd like to shout out, or any women being amazing stories? Let's do it, man. That's a great opportunity. Let's do it.
All right. Well, mother, of course, my mum. Yeah. She's amazing. Funnily enough, I was talking about her. We were on the train from Liverpool, and the casts were like either like Caribbean or African, and we were talking about our mothers and being from like West Indian or African backgrounds. When you were children, you used to get beaten as a child, like we all got beaten. And so when we were telling this story, we were laughing, but other people that were on the train with us, who were not of that background, it sounded like our mothers were horrible human beings.
Yeah.
But it's weird, it's because we all kind of went through it, it was just a part of growing up. But that being said, you know, my mum is amazing. That's a weird way of me linking the two things.
Really weird.
But yeah.
My mum was amazing. She used to hit me. Oh, happy International Women's Day. Oh God! Oh no! If that's a happy memory for you, bro.
We all laughed about it because we all kind of were brought up in a similar way. It was just like how we were disciplined. But no, my mum is like the most amazing person I know in the world. She'd be so supportive of me, like especially like getting into acting and stuff like that. She was really kind of behind me. And allowed me to do other things and supported me for a very, very long time.
What
like, I lived at home for way too long. Lived at home for.
If you don't have to tell me exact, but
what?
Can I say, give or take a year, 20?
Oh my God, you are way off.
25?
Oh.
48?
moving on.
Mumsy.
No, but no, my mum's amazing. Got an amazing sister. Got an amazing girlfriend. Yeah, lots of amazing ladies in my life.
Oh, nice.
How about you?
Yeah, yeah, for sure, man. My mum is incredible. I'm going to do a little song later on the show about it, just dedicated to International Women's Day. I'm going to put little things in there about me, Mumsy. But, you know, I always remember my mum. She was very, because I was a single mother, she's very much like, you know, strong single woman, strong, independent, you know what I mean? Like, quite a little bit scary sometimes. She'd be like...
To listen to more of this episode and to catch up on all of our shows, go to FUBARradio.com.